And ladies and gentlemen, when Americans began to experience the full impact of the present recession, they took a closer look at what was happening in their own backyard. By that I mean consumers are finally taking a closer look at where their purchases are being made and what happened to the manufacturing facilities that once employed Americans to produce the items now being imported. People are seeing that employment opportunities from the production line worker to management level positions are on the decline. And if you do a Google search on what percentage of clothing is imported to America, you will read a recent report noting that 90% of the clothing sold in America is imported from around the world. Well, 20 years ago, that figure was reversed. Now, I'm certainly in favor of a global economy, but I want to see a more balanced percentage of American-made items sold in American stores. At least 50% would be more reasonable. And the clothing industry is just one example of the many industries that outsourced our jobs to nations from around the world for bigger profits with no second thought as to how American workers could support themselves and their families in the future. Well, I'm pleased to report that the Buy American Made Products campaign is starting to be discussed more openly. People see a real need for change and find themselves unable to find American made products where they shop. So, in order to move the campaign forward and get our message across to the business people, I urge you to do your part and seek out American-made items at every place where you shop. If the manufacturers hear from their United States business outlets that there is an outcry from the consumers that will affect their future business and profits, they will seek out more American-made products for their stores, which will in turn lead to more employment for Americans. And because the demand for American-made products by the American people is being more openly discussed, there has been a drop in imported items, which can lead to an increase in products with the American-made label if we support the Buy American-Made campaign. It's going to take time, but as I stated in the past, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. If you're concerned about the future of America's economy and its workers and families, be sure that your purchases represent a mixture of both American-made and imported products. Together, we can make change happen. This is Michael Blihosh, and as always, I appreciate hearing from you. I welcome your comments and suggestions and ask that you continue to spread the word to others. You can email me from my internet site at michaelsupportsamerica.com. That's michaelsupportsamerica.com.